defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone today. How the heck are you? The liberal media, you're doing it what the liberal media does, right? The liberal media be liberal media. I mean, in no uncertain terms, the liberal media going out of their way today to spin the narrative to anybody who will listen anywhere in the world that the Supreme Court case heard yesterday, New York State Pistol and Rifle Association v. New York City, should be rendered moot. And they're giving you all the reasons for it. We're going to go into all those details today. Had no idea how bad it was going to be. Knew it was going to be bad yesterday with the liberal press, but not quite as bad as I thought it was. And I'll explain that a little bit more. The LA Times pretty much does my job for me in that respect. I'll go to the LA Times shortly. There are four individual pieces that I want to kind of cover with you that give you a perspective. Three of them all from the left, of course. One of them from the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb's response and the Second Amendment Foundation response. And let me start by saying this. I spoke with Alan Gottlieb at Second Amendment Foundation yesterday, shortly after this program aired. Late in the day, around 5:30, quarter to six, I had an opportunity to speak with Alan at fairly great length and get his concerns and what he felt was a takeaway from what he knows went on inside that courtroom yesterday. We both agreed that it was going to be a lot of fun to read the media spin on this when it comes out. Well, it's out, and it is fun, if not for the fact that it's almost like they're working off the same page. It's been the case with the media and talking points for decades. But in this case, any one of the editorial boards could have written the other's editorial for them, and you would have been blind. You would have never known who wrote what. Now, I'm going to take you back to an LA Times piece the day before the case. And I do that intentionally because I've been waiting to see what the other papers wrote before I even mentioned the LA Times case or mentioned it at all. But today made that easy. You'll see what I mean when we put this all together here in just a few minutes. Let's start with the press release out yesterday from Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation. It was titled Cautious Optimism After SCOTUS Hears Arguments in New York Case, says SAF. The Second Amendment Foundation today expressed high hopes that the U.S. Supreme Court will step up to the plate, that's in quotes, and expand further on the right to keep and bear arms that is protected by the Second Amendment in the case of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus City of New York. SAF board member and syndicated broadcaster Tom Gresham was in the audience, and he noted afterwards, quoting Tom Gresham now, "This may be the case that indicates whether the court considers the Second Amendment to be a legitimate right on the same level as the First Amendment." Tom suggested that if the High Court decides to reject the case, it will do so shortly. However, if the court decides to rule in the case, that decision could be as far away as June on the final day of the current session. The case is a challenge of a now-changed city regulation that forbade handgun owners from taking their guns outside the city limits. Here's a quote from Alan Gottlieb. "It has been 10 years since the Supreme Court took a Second Amendment case, and this one could have far-reaching ramifications. The last time the court ruled on the Second Amendment was in 2010 with McDonald v. City of Chicago, our landmark victory that incorporated the Second Amendment to the states via the 14th Amendment." That when he says our, he means that it was a Second Amendment Foundation case. He continues, "We're hopeful the High Court sees through New York's attempt to moot this case by changing the law. The only reason that change was made is because the court accepted the case for review earlier this year, and everybody knows it. That maneuver suggests the city knew all along its restriction would not pass constitutional muster, but only changed the law in an effort to prevent a court ruling that smacked it down. We will be watching this case closely," Mr. Gottlieb said. "The city of New York and any other government body, for that matter, should not be allowed to trample on a constitutional right and then change a law at the last minute to avoid being penalized for their demagoguery." that from Allen. So why cautiously optimistic? What was said during my conversation with Mr. Gottlieb? I did not personally talk to Tom Gresham about this yet. I will have an email exchange with him shortly. He was there. I want to get his opinion. I want to be able to sense and feel what he felt while he was in there. Because he made a very pointed statement when he said, or the press release anyway suggests, Gresham suggested that if the high court decides to reject the case, it will do so shortly. We agree with that. That's part of what I spoke about with Alan Gottlieb yesterday. Let me explain what I mean by that. The court has had ample time to determine whether or not this case should be rendered moot. They've had months to do this. Yet they decided to schedule hearings and allow that question during oral arguments, which is what happened yesterday in that Supreme Court room. So that begs the question. If they were going to render the case moot and they knew everything about the case to begin with, why did they want to push it or hear more? Or because they wanted to hear the attorneys talk about it. Not just read it from a brief, they wanted to hear those arguments. Now, according to Allen, an uncomfortable amount of time was spent on the moot issue versus the case itself. Hence the cautious optimism. Cautious in the sense that, gosh, we really would have liked to have seen less time spent on that and more time spent on the case. But optimistic because the case should be a slam dunk. Now, we've discussed this with Gottlieb on the program many, many times. Allen knows the attorneys on both sides in the courtroom. He knows what's going on in that courtroom. He's won victories in that courtroom. He understands SCOTUS. Those of you tuning in who don't know what that is, SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States. Allen gets it. Cautious optimism. And I think the takeaway from the press release from the Second Amendment Foundation is this, that we are in fact hopeful that the high court sees through the attempt. Why are we hopeful? Well, when you look at the majority on the court, Roberts is more than likely going to be the swing here. And I'll get into that at the end of the hour. I don't want to go into that right now, but I want to set it up for you. But when you look up at, when you look at the current makeup of the court, we should in fact be hopeful that the high court sees through what Allen says is New York's attempt to moot the case by changing the law. This had been law in New York for years. And it wasn't until the Supreme Court accepted the case after the state won or the city won twice in the court levels, the federal and the appellate level, they won both the district and the federal. They won the case twice. And once the Supreme Court stepped in, that was the only reason New York City changed its law and the only reason that the state stepped in legislatively to see to it and kind of back up that change in law by the city. They would have never done that had the Supreme Court not granted cert in this case. That's what's at stake here. That's why, quote, we're hopeful the high court sees through New York's attempt to moot this case by changing the law. And that maneuver, what I just said and what Allen just said, suggesting that the city knows all along its restriction couldn't pass the constitutional smell test is proof positive that that's in fact why they did it. So we do remain hopeful. I personally remain hopeful. My personal belief, and I'm going to jump the gun a little bit here, I'll reiterate this at the end of the program, is that the court, I don't think it was an inordinate amount of time. Again, this is just my personal opinion. I feel they looked at the moot because you can't. We know from years and years of experience to make a guess, try to render a guess on how a case is going to break based on questions that come from any justice on the bench is foolish. It is utterly foolish to do so. There's the graveyard is filled with individuals who tried to make guesses at the Supreme Court decisions over the many, many years based on what justices were asking in their questions during oral arguments. It's very difficult to do that. You can see question. You could see a line of questioning. You could see Thomas, who never says a word, begin asking a lot of anti-gun, apparently anti-gun question and make the assumption Thomas never spoke. He never speaks. Boy, this doesn't look good for the president. And you'd be wrong. We know that from years and years and years of watching the courts. My own personal belief is that, and I agree with Tom in this, and I agree with Alan in this, that if in fact they do render a decision on the case being moot, they're going to do it quick. They've had plenty of time, which is why I believe they took the case and scheduled it for hearing anyway. That's why I believe that they're not going to render it moot. Of course, they wanted to hear from either side. Now they can say they did it. But there's a lot of posturing that goes on with that question, with lines of questions from the justices themselves. When we come back, we'll continue on, take it to the LA Times and set it up. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Let's move over now. Oh, welcome back, by the way, inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. I'm so excited to talk about this. The Los Angeles Times makes no bones about how liberal they are and how much they hate your rights and their freedom and your freedoms. They're good at it. They do it all the time. The Supreme Court should drop a problematic New York gun case. Now, you heard in the previous segment the press release from Alan Gottlieb and the quote from Alan Gottlieb and the cautious optimism. I'm optimistic. I would remove cautious where I'm concerned on this. I'll tell you why at the end of the show, but again, I could be wrong, but it's just my gut feeling. The Supreme Court, according to the editorial board of the LA Times, the Supreme Court should drop a problematic New York gun case. Why do you think they want them to drop it? How do you think they're going to do this? Again, this is a great example of looking at a headline and then digging deep. You are literally watching a narrative be formed here as we go through the day today in this hour. It's predictable, really, as this show being as long as it is or a day being 24 hours long. According to the Los Angeles Times editorial board, Monday, regarding the oral arguments that the case that the justices heard yesterday could toss out because there are no longer is an issue on the table for them to decide, or they could lurch to the other extreme, which is the Constitution, the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Let me take this from the beginning. This is what you have to pay attention to. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments Monday. This came out on the 2nd, in a Supreme Court gun case that the justices could toss out because there no longer is an issue on the table for them to decide. So the LA Times editorial board has already made it clear to you there's no more issue. New York fixed the issue. The LA Times editorial board just said so. Well, there you go. Don't even have to read anymore. Why didn't they just stop right there? They didn't have to explain anything. They said it's no longer an issue. What else could there be to talk about? Oh, lots and lots. Or they could lurch to the other extreme and hold that the Second Amendment confers a personal right to carry a firearm in public. Let me repeat that, because it bears repeating. Or they could lurch to the other extreme and hold that the Second Amendment confers a personal right to carry a firearm in public. You mean as in the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. According to the Los Angeles Times editorial board, the true meaning of the Second Amendment is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed as long as you remain put in your home, boy. That's what that means to the Los Angeles Times. I can hear the liberals screaming out there right now. You forgot the first part, the well-regulated militia. Now, let's go back and give you that one, okay? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. You are the militia. So according to the LA Times, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people, that's you, to keep and bear arms, that's guns or knives or anything else, they don't specify, shall not be infringed as long as you remain staying put in your home with your guns until you're called to participate in a militia for whatever reason. Boy, that's the Los Angeles Times interpretation. Now, we all know that's not the case. How do we know that? Well, the founders themselves carried firearms outside their homes. I mean, this is not rocket science to figure out. But watching this narrative, this creation, if you will, of this narrative by the LA Times, the liberal LA Times, is remarkable, actually. For once, they say, we hope the court takes the easy way out and drops the case rather than giving the 5-4 conservative majority a chance to dangerously expand the scope of the Second Amendment. That's the first paragraph. Let's put the LA Times right smack in their place, shall we? I guess the Los Angeles Times editorial board is unaware of the fact that, oh, I don't know, Hundreds of thousands of California residents have California carry permits that allows them in the liberal state of California to carry their guns outside the home. In public, my God, of all places, actually in public, hidden on their person. Hundreds of thousands, if not over a million California residents currently have a concealed weapons license or a concealed handgun license in the state of California that allows them to carry their firearms in public. The LA Times believes you, the law-abiding person, is dangerous. That you being able to do so is a lurch to the far extreme right that would actually hold the Second Amendment to confer the personal right to carry a firearm in public, which you have had in this country since its founding. This is a lurch. Clearly, they're talking about right-wing extremism. This is the narrative they're trying to paint. And they admit, right off the bat, no holds barred, wearing it right out there on their sleeve. For once, we hope the court takes the easy way out and drops the case rather than giving the 5-4 conservative majority a chance to dangerously expand the scope of the Second Amendment. Dangerously expand it. The right to carry in California is already present. Hundreds of thousands of Californians exercise their right to bear arms every day. Now, they are heavily restricted. And getting a permit in many areas of the state is extremely difficult, if not impossible, to do. In other areas of the state, it's as simple as having the right sheriff. But nonetheless, you now know exactly, as if you didn't know before. They're just simply reiterating their disdain and their hatred to the right to bear arms. At issue, they say, is the New York City restriction that barred people who owned a handgun under a premises license from taking the gun from their home. First of all, I would submit to you that a premises license is unconstitutional. Of course, you already know that. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed as long as that individual has a premises license issued by the state of New York or the city of New York or Los Angeles County or the state of California or whatever state the individual who has the license got it from. That's what we're talking about here. You got to put this stuff in realistic terms. And of course, the LA Times has to go on to explain in detail what that does, meaning taking the gun from their home or business, unless they carried it unloaded and unlocked to any of 7 firing ranges within the city. That meant they could not carry a legally owned weapon out of the city for practice at ranges to be used in shooting competitions or to accompany the owner to a second home to be used for self-protection at that home. When we come back from this break, we'll go into a little bit more breakdown of the LA Times piece. Remarkable, just remarkable, to watch this unfold in the United States of America in the year 2019. The utter disdain and hatred for your constitutional rights, your fundamental rights, is unbelievable. Would they ever write anything about this regarding Roe v. Wade? I get myself in trouble responding to that back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone back at you. Segment three already. Time is flying. I can't wait to get back into some of this LA Times piece for you because of their sheer hatred and the way they twist their hatred of your right to bear arms. But not just your right to bear arms, of our Constitution, how they twist it to their own end. It really truly is remarkable. It's really something to see. Not unexpected, but in 2019 America, absolutely incredible that an organization like the LA Times, with its reach, would go to such great lengths to just literally subvert your constitutional freedoms. It really truly is incredible to see. You look at this with wide eyes and wonder, wow, are these people Americans? What are they missing here? So we question them, and that's what we do. Hey, real quick, the North American Arms gun giveaway, the hat giveaway, and the gun giveaway is in full swing. Please make sure to visit armedamericanradio.com and put your name on the list for winning my gun out of my safe, one of my own North American Arms guns that I'm going to give the grand prize winner. North American Arms, when you go over to northamericanarms.com or you find the phone number at northamericanarms.com, I gave it out to you once. You go get it. It's fun. Go chase it down. It's worth it because when you call and say, hey, I was told on Armed American Radio that if I call in, I'm going to get a free hat. You get the free hat, your name goes on the list, and they're going to give away a gun and match. So we got a grand prize winner and a runner-up. So they're matching my gun out of my own safe. NorthAmericanArms.com. If you don't want the hat, if you just want to visit armedamericanradio.com for a chance to win my gun out of my safe, armedamericanradio.com. In a couple seconds, that little pop-up will pop up on the screen saying, do you want to participate? If you don't, exit out, peruse the site, go get what you want, shop over there if you want to. Otherwise, just click yes. It'll say, great, let's get started. Put your name in it and put your email address. It's that simple. And your name is in the list. You could be the winner of the grand prize, my gun, one of my North American Arms minis, and they are prized right out of the safe. DefenderCoffee.com has something fun coming up for us in the near future. I'll let you know when that happens. In the meantime, DefenderCoffee.com, the promo code AAR will be reactivated again with a new incentive in the very, very near future. Please make sure to visit AmmoLand.com/AAR. Get on the mail list. Read everything from AmmoLand. Everything. All the stuff we talk about here is talked about there as well, with different opinions from different people, some of the greatest writers in the country. PersonalDefenseNetwork.com/AAR to check out everything Rob Pincus does. Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Don't forget Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Brad Primo's awesome. And, of course, VaultPro.com. VaultProUSA.com. VaultProUSA.com. More to come from them in the near future. LA Times. Let's go back to this. Fascinating stuff. At issue, I'm going to go to the LA Times directly, is a New York City restriction that barred people who owned a handgun under a premises law. That we know, we've covered that. Take a listen to this, because according to the Los Angeles Times, here's the crux of why this should be mooted. But listen to the elitism, the liberal, progressive, socialist, damn near communism, elitism and condescension and hatred for your right to bear arms, for your constitutional fundamental right. The city argued that it had a broad interest in preserving public safety by ensuring firearms licensed for use in the home stayed there. Now, remember, we are talking about law-abiding people who actually went out and got a premises license. Because let me tell you something. As much as I hate to admit this, kind of, I really don't. I don't really feel like I have to have a need, like I have to go get a premises license to be able to exercise my Second Amendment right. Do you? Now, of course, I'm going to follow the law in the state that I'm in, but I wouldn't live in that state for these types of reasons because of who I am and what I do. I just wouldn't do it. I would never put up with that. But this, you see, it's hard to contain angry, Mark. The city argued that it had a broad interest in preserving public safety by locking up criminals. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what it should have said. I'm sorry. It broad interest in preserving public safety by ensuring firearms licensed for all law abiding. I'm sorry. I'm getting away from myself. By ensuring firearms licensed for use in the home stayed there, because the city is concerned that somehow the law abiding citizen who walks outside their house to go to the grocery store, as hundreds of thousands of New York State residents do every day with lawful concealed carry permits in the state of New York. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going in a different direction. You see how easy that is to do? If they carry it, I got to go back. The city argued that it had a broad interest in preserving public safety by ensuring firearms licensed for use in the home stayed there. You keep your gun in your home and you take it apart because we said so. While we sympathize, listen to this. This is hard to get through. While we sympathize with the goal of keeping firearms off the streets. Now, they talk about as if firearms are drugs on the streets. Firearms, as a law-abiding citizen who walks out of their middle-class American home to go to the grocery store and put a gun on their hip, has just put a gun on the street. As if you're some kind of heroin dealer. While we sympathize with the goal of keeping firearms off the streets, that means that New York City concocted ill-conceived and restrictive to the point of silliness. That didn't make much sense, did it? Let's try that again. While we sympathize with the goal of keeping firearms off the streets, the means that New York City concocted were ill-conceived and restrictive to the point of silliness. Regrettably, but predictably, that restriction drew a challenge by gun rights advocates. Listen to what the LA Times just said. They just admitted that the law was ill-conceived and restrictive to the point of silliness, and followed that with, regrettably, That restriction drew a challenge. They don't care about how silly it is, that it's unconstitutional, that it's restrictive beyond the rule of constitutional law. To them, it's regrettable that what was silly and ill-conceived and restrictive to the point of silliness and ill-conceived and in violation of constitutional law, that they're upset that it actually drew a challenge. My blood pressure medication. Do you? I'm not going to go through the rest of this. That's all you need to know from the LA Times. These people will sit there and tell you, look, we appreciate the goal of trying to keep guns off the streets. You know, those law-abiding people that walk outside with their guns that are permitted, gave you their fingerprints and the name of their firstborn, and everything else they had to do to get cards, to be able to go buy guns, to be able to get a license, to be able to take all those classes. We're really, you know, we understand the goal of keeping those idiots off the streets. But it was ill-conceived and restrictive to the point of silliness and unconstitutional, by the way. But even still, it is regrettable that that silly, restrictive, ill-conceived, unconstitutional law was even challenged. You can't make this stuff up. That right there is the sheer hatred of your Constitution and your right. Yet they'll create rights out of thin air. Healthcare is a right. People have a right to live in a climate change-free universe. Women have a right to kill their babies. And then, for gosh sakes, make a decision if the baby is born alive while we keep it comfortable to decide whether or not we want to kill it. They'll create these rights. But God forbid what they themselves admit is ill-conceived, restrictive to the point of silliness, which means unconstitutional. Regrettably, somebody out there would challenge that. Yeah, I know. I am so glad we're getting ready to take a break right here. Good heavens. I've got to go through some New York Times. Now, this was before the case was heard. That's when this was written. Good heavens. When we come back, we're going to keep up the conversation. I'm going to give you another perspective from NPR and from the New York Times. We'll move through them quickly. Don't go away. Back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All for naught? Supreme Court indicates gun case may be moot. That's the headline at NPR. Not a bastion of conservatism or gun rights. All for naught? Supreme Court indicates gun case may be moot. For the first time in 10 years, SCOTUS has heard a major gun rights case, but the drum roll of anticipation seemed to fade as the debate in the high court Monday focused almost exclusively on whether the case should be dismissed as moot. I told you in the first segment. Trying to figure out what justices are going to do based on a line of questioning over years of experience is a no-no. Can you glean some certain things? Maybe. The most of it, though, is better watch out what you hear or what you think you heard, because that's been the case for decades. We know that for a fact. Liberal media working overtime. NPR, all for naught. Yeah, NPR. Let me go to a CNBC headline. Supreme Court shows little appetite for expanding gun rights in arguments over repealed New York regulation. These people have this case over. They have it done. It's finished already. Why? Because of the line of questioning of a few of the justices. I'm going to tell you right now, John Roberts is going to be the swing in this case. He's it. John Roberts is going to be the swing in this case. It was Roberts' line of questioning. Forget what Ginsburg said. You already know what Ginsburg's going to do. It was Roberts' line of questioning. Focus on the moot issue more than anything else that led to Allen's cautious optimism. I choose not to read too much into that because I've learned over the years you just can't predict in any case what any judge or jury is going to do. We know that to be every attorney I've ever spoken to has told me the same thing. Very, very difficult to judge what is going to happen from those nine justices based on what's asked at oral arguments. And the liberals, they've already got it figured out. The book is closed. We already see that. It's a done deal. Now, what's interesting about that is, let me head you back over to the New York Times,
because the headlines themselves, you don't even have to go into much more detail about this, particularly when you're talking about outfits like the New York Times. Now, again, this is an opinion piece, but it's the New York Times editorial board, not an individual writing an op-ed, but the board opinion. The justices should just drop this case. The New York gun law, now before the Supreme Court, has already been rendered moot because they don't give a damn about how we got here. No progressive does. It doesn't matter. Look, we're going to put it in. It's unconstitutional. Think what the LA Times said. That it was overly restrictive, was ill-conceived to the point of silliness. It was unconstitutional, basically, is what they said. They admitted it. But regrettably, it was challenged. Why? Because they hate gun rights and they hate the Second Amendment. They hate your fundamental rights. New York Times is doing the same thing, just a little bit different phraseology, that's all. New York gun law, now before the Supreme Court's already been rendered moot. How, really? How? Because a bunch of progressive socialists decided, after keeping the law on the books, knowing it was unconstitutional for the better part of a decade, until it was challenged, before they said, okay, change it. That leads me to believe that before the law was even put into place, that the people were going, you know what? Look, this probably wouldn't pass muster at the Supreme Court, but who gives a crap? We'll find out. In the meantime, let's just go ahead and restrict the right to bear arms. If it gets challenged, well, if it gets all the way, well, it gets all the way, we'll just change the law. That's the way a progressive communist who hates your fundamental basic constitutional rights thinks. And that's evident right smack on the headline of the New York Times editorial opinion. The justices should drop this case. The New York gun law, now before the Supreme Court, has already been rendered moot. No, it hasn't. Because if you stop along the way, you're in violation of the law. One of the justices, and I forget who it was, I think it might have been Alito, said, so I find it difficult to believe that a police officer would actually arrest me if I was stopping to get a cup of coffee or something along those lines. Well, I'm glad you feel that way. I'm glad you feel that way. The person who is committing that crime, which New York specifically said was, probably feels a little differently than you do. Putting a little bit too much faith in there, aren't you? Under New York law, these people can't be trusted. Now, obviously, we don't take too much away from that question. We've seen the justices ask questions like that out of both sides of their mouths for years. The New York gun law, now before the Supreme Court, has already been rendered moot. Why? Because the state said, uh-oh, we're panicking here. What all did they say? The Supreme Court has been in no mood to expand or clarify the meaning of D.C. v. Heller, which the justices have interpreted to apply in all 50 states. That was, by the way, McDonald v. D.C., but, you know, why mention that? Nor did the court take any other Second Amendment cases in the decade after the deciding the Heller case. Well, they did. They took on the McDonald v. Chicago case. So they're already 0-2 here. Lower courts have read the Heller opinion as permitting all manner of gun control measures, including bans on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. No, not all of them. Only some of them in liberal jurisdictions. Justice Kavanaugh, who made his maximalist views on the Second Amendment more than clear as an appeals judge, had nothing to say during the hour-long hearing. His silence was curious, but not surprising. He's been a justice for only a few months. Thomas didn't say anything. Under the old city rule, gun owners with premises license could transport a firearm outside their homes, but only to gun ranges and so forth. The city successfully defended its regulation before a federal judge in appeals court, which ruled that the requirement didn't substantially affect the exercise of core Second Amendment rights and other constitutional rights, which are, by the way, at issue here, such as the right to travel, Commerce Clause, and the First Amendment right of expressive association. Get this. Despite those victories, leaders changed course once the Supreme Court decided to give the case a look. The city moved to repeal the challenged regulation, and the state followed suit by passing a law that more or less gave the plaintiffs everything they wanted. What's left of this case is what Ginsburg asked. This is where they're all drawing this narrative. Well, Ginsburg asked, what's left of this case? Sonia Sotomayor said, what you're asking us to do is take a case in which the other side has thrown in the towel and completely given you every single thing you demanded in your complaint for relief, and you're asking us to opine on a law that's not on the books anymore. That's Ginsburg and Sotomayor. I can tell you right now how both of them are going to vote in this case. I can tell you what their opinion is going to be. That doesn't even move the needle here. At best, deciding the case would be no more than issuing an advisory opinion, which the Supreme Court frowns on. At worst, addressing the merits would be a judicial power grab. A judicial power grab. More important, according to the New York Times, New Yorkers have made their voices clear about the gun transportation ban through their elected representatives. The justices would be wise to let them have the last word. Nobody wants, no liberal wants the court touching this case. Alan Gottlieb remains cautiously optimistic. I remain eternally optimistic. I don't take away anything from what the liberal justices said. Couldn't care less because I already know how what opinion they're going to render. Here's my guess. If we don't find out the case is mooted by about mid-January, we win this case. We win this case. We're going to get a decision in June and we win this case. I could be wrong. If I am, oh well. We'll find out why when we get to read why I was wrong. But I'm remaining eternally optimistic. Armed American Radio will get up and do it all over again tomorrow. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.